We're up to Simin Kuf Nun Tes. We are up to Sif Aleph, and that's all we'll be doing today. Ein notlim liyadayim ela bichli. Netilas yadayim must be done from a keli, a vessel. V'chol akelim ksherim, any kind of keli, the Mechaber says, is kosher. Afilu klei galolim, pirish kelim asuyim yurefesh bokor v'ofer. Even if what you're dealing with is you're using fertilizer from the excrement of animals and you make a keli out of that, that's kosher for netilas yadayim. Uklei avanim, made of stone. Uklei adama, made of earth. Now, earth here does not mean ceramic. That's klei cheres. Klei adama means you take dirt, you mix it with water, you shape it and let it dry. And that becomes your keli. There is some ground, there's some earth that actually solidifies. All of that is kosher for a keli for netilas yadayim. The material it's made out of is irrelevant. Even though it's something that's not makabel tuma, it doesn't have a shame kli lagabe kabbalas tuma. Nevertheless, if it holds water, it is considered a keli. Now, where do we learn this halacha of a keli needing of netilas yadayim needing a keli? The Gemara learns it out of either an asmachta that you need a kli, either that we're masmechit to kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, or kiddush mechatos, the afer of the parah aduma, where that has to be put, it has to be mayim chayim el keli. So from one of those two places, the halacha is kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, when the kohenim began their avoda, they would have to wash their hands from the kior or a keli. It's not enough to get them wet. You have to actually wash your hands and feet there from a keli. Or in the case of the ashes of the parah aduma, where it had to be put into a keli in order to become kadosh with the mayim chayim. So Chazal said here also you need a keli. Now the halacha is in mechatos that it doesn't have to be a keli that's makabel toma. It could be made even an earthen keli that was never put into the kiln. Once it's fired in the kiln and turned into ceramic, it's even makabel toma. But there you didn't even have to do that. It's just made of dirt, and it's still kosher. Similarly, it is kosher for netilas yadayim. V'tzorech shiyehe machzik revius. It has to be a keli that can hold a revius. Even though it's obvious you need a revius, because the halacha is you need a revius for netilas yadayim. However, we're going to learn that there are times that if it came from a revius, the leftovers are going to be kosher netil, although they're less than a revius. However, the keli that they're in must be a keli that can hold a revius. A keli that does not hold of a revius, is not a keli for netilas yadayim. What is a revius? It's a revius of a log, which is the volume of an egg and a half, 3 kazasim. Now it says, v'nikav, what happens if it has a hole in it? B'chones mashke, the hole is big enough that you can actually get water into the kli through the hole. Da'ainu, shim yasimu also al mashkin, if you put it on top of a liquid, yikonsu besocho, that liquid will get into the keli. That's a much larger nekev than one that you need for the water to leak out of it. The slightest pinhole water is going to trickle out of. It only is mevatel lekli bekonis mashke. But if it does, if you have a hole that size, that mashke could have gone into it. Oz batel mitoris kli, at that point it loses the shame kli. Ve'ein not lemimena liyadayim. Even though it can hold a revius under the nekev. Now, the halach is as follows. First of all, we have the question of the size of the nekev. The Mechaber paskins, very simply, that if it's not nikav bekonis mashke, the halach is that it's still a kosher kli for netilas yadayim. There's the sheet of the smag and the smak, that even a smaller hole than that, it must be that the keli holds a revius under it. If it cannot hold a revius, then it's a keli that can't hold a revius. What's the difference if the hole is not konis mashke? That means the whole halacha, that the hole has to be konis mashke in order to passel the kli, is talking about where the hole is above the level of a revius. But if it's beneath the level of a revius, any kind of hole that is going to allow water to trickle out of it is going to be passel. Now that is the sheet of the smag and the smak. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brewer says that you should not use a keli with a small hole like that if it's beneath the level where in a point where it's beneath the level of a revius. If the hole is not bekonis mashkin, but water could come out of it, and it's above the level of a revius, according to the smag and the smak, although the bottom part of this keli is a kosher keli, the part above of it is pusel, because the part above it could not be machzik revius, because the water would come out of that hole. According to the smag and the smak, you would have to wash the tilis yadayim through the little hole. The problem the Mishnah Brewer brings up, though, is that a hole that size will not be good for netilah, because for netilah yadayim you need that the water come out all at once. It can't be that every once in a while you can have water trickling out. Therefore, the Mishnah Brewer doesn't understand how the smag and smak really expected you to wash through a hole that is that small. Now, let's say the hole is bekonis mashka. So there everybody holds, we said, that it ruins the keli. The problem is, if it's machzik revius on the bottom, why does it ruin the bottom keli? And the answer is that it really doesn't ruin the bottom keli, and that theoretically you could wash from the hole, if the hole is big enough that you can wash out of. It's just that if it's nikav with more than konis mashkin, so the halacha is that you can't wash through the top, because then the water is coming out of the kli and running onto a kli pusel, since the top of this kli has a hole in it and it's not machzik revius. So if it's nikav bekonis mashkin above the level of a revius, you cannot wash from the top of the keli, but you can wash from the hole if it's a wide enough hole where the water can freely come out. Now, the Bir Halacha goes into the question of why is a neck of that size, why does it ruin the keli? We have a halacha that a keli loses its shem kli, its batel mitoris kelim, when it is no longer usable for what it was made. So, for example, if you have a keli that's made to hold water, and it was nikav bekonis mashkin, so of course it's batel mitoris keli. What happens if you have a keli that was made to hold solids, not liquids? In such a case, a small hole like that, would that make it batel b'toris keli? The halacha in kelim is that a keli that's meant to use, a keli cheres, that's meant for ochlin, for food, so there the shear is to be nikav is bezayis, bezasim, that an olive would come out of it, and not enough that a little bit of water would trickle out of it. The Mishnah Brewer brings down that the gra actually seems to paskin like the Rambam, who learns that the halacha of konis mashkin, pasling a kli, is only talking about a kli that is miyuchid for mashkin. But a kli that's really made for solid, that halacha wouldn't apply to. La halacha, the Mishnah Brewer says that if you have a hole, and it is bekonis mashkin, and it's above the level of a revius, you should wash through the hole and not through the top of the keli. That we're going to be choshish for. Now, lemaisa, most of our washing kelim are set aside for washing, which means that they're made for mashkin. If they're made for mashkin, so then the shear anyway is bekonis mashkin, in which case the kli is a kli pusel, because it is batel mitoris keli. But if you really would want to use for netilas yadayim something made for ochlin, so there the Rambam shita would be that a hole that is konis mashkin is not enough. You need a hole the size of a zayas. The Mishnah Brewer says not to rely on this.